When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
In today's video, I want to give you just some tips on how you can manage and balance both motherhood, work, family life, professional life. I've talked in the last two videos about the concept of not compromising. Of course, because my book is available for pre-order now, She Is Uncompromising. But I want to give you just some practical things that you can start implementing so you can see that harmony in your life. Because I believe balance isn't practical. We're not circus acts. We don't need to be juggling it. It's just not realistic. In order to balance something, it has to be the even distribution of weight. And my family and my business do not hold the same weight in my life. Trying to even them out for the sake of balance is just not a good use of time. Instead, I'm looking to have harmony. I want you to have harmony where all the pieces work together in a cohesive way that tells a beautiful story. So, first thing that I'm gonna suggest that you do is you have to be organized. There is no way that you are going to be successful in your business, in the work world, as well as manage your home well, if you are not organized. I believe that every woman who wears multiple hats, like I said, you have your business, your professional life, and then you have a lot going on in your home life, you should have some type of life management software. So whether it's a project management system, whatever the tool is, if you're someone who still enjoys using the physical planners, whatever works. There should be some type of tool that you utilize to where you keep your life on track. We have a project management system in our business that we use right now called Notion. We're actually getting ready to switch over. But what I've liked about Notion, though, up until this point, is I have all of my business tasks organized to where my team can kind of see what I'm working on. I can see what they're working on. I can assign them tasks, vice versa. But then I also have like a separate space for all my personal stuff to where I see everything in one setting. So I see I have a meeting at 12, but my son has a doctor's appointment at 3. So I'm not separating the two because it's all my life, right? But I have it all organized in a way to where I'm able to, you know, execute and get things done in both my personal and professional life. Something that also works very well for me is planning the next week, the week before. I don't like working on the weekends. I give myself 1 weekend a month because sometimes it's necessary with like clients and things like that, but it cannot exceed 1 weekend a month. That's my boundary. And with that, that includes planning for work over the weekends because it's still work. If it's admin work or answering emails or planning, that's still work. So I don't like to do any work-related tasks on a weekend. That's my family time. That's a boundary that I have. So what works really well for me is planning the next week, the week before. So usually on like Fridays, I go through my calendar for the whole next week. I kind of plug in what days I have meetings. I plug in the tasks I need to do to prepare for those meetings. Anything that I'm working on, a task that I need to get done, I separate those out. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every day before the week starts, I know exactly what I'm doing. This helps saves me mental space because I don't have to think about what I have to do. I just have to hop right into it. I also leave room for things to come up because things will come up throughout the week. So I'll have days that are a little lighter that I pre-plan. So like usually Fridays and Wednesdays, I plan the least amount of things. So that way, if let's say something came up on Monday and I didn't get everything done, there's space for it on Wednesday. Or if something came up throughout the week, there's space to get that done on Friday. So just pre-planning my week as it relates to both my business and my home life works very, very well. It helps keep me organized. So for you, whatever system works best for you, figure it out. You know, sometimes it's trial and error. Some people use physical planners. I know for me, I don't like to carry big bags unless I have my laptop. So a planner, and so on a day-to-day, I usually have like a crossbody bag on. I like small bags, something I can just carry my phone, my method of payment, and maybe some chapstick or lip gloss. That's it. I don't like big purses. So knowing that, me having a planner is really not going to be beneficial. I'm also a digital girl. I need something in everything really to be accessible from my phone. Whatever software that I'm using, I need it to be on an app on my phone. I needed to connect to my Google Calendar so it's already there. Just having those systems that work for me, that keeps everything in order, is extremely important. So again, find what organizational style works for you. Do some research, watch some YouTube videos, and try out different things, and then see which one works the best for you, and then do that. But you have to be organized. You have to be organized, or it's not going to work.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Now listen, y'all, I am forever starting a new subscription and forgetting about it, especially when it's a show that I want to watch. I'm excited. I start the subscription. Don't ask me when it ends because I don't know and I'm terrible with it. Are you like me and you're wasting money on subscriptions? 80% of people have subscriptions that they forget about. Maybe for you, it's an unused Amazon Prime account or a Hulu account that never gets streamed. There's a great app I use that helps me keep track of all of my expenses. And because of it, I can no longer waste my money on subscriptions I don't even use. You might have heard of it. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. The app shows all your subscriptions in one place and cancels what you don't want for you. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you ain't even know you were paying for. You may even find out that you've been double charged for a subscription. To cancel a subscription, all you have to do is press cancel and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Cancel unnecessary subscriptions with Rocket Money today. Go to rocketmoney.com/blessed. Seriously, y'all, it could save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/blessed. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school.
I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by MyLifeInABook.com. Now, it's coming up on Christmas time. I know everybody's in the holiday shopping mood to find gifts for your loved ones, but this is probably the most thoughtful gift that I've ever come across for parents or grandparents for the winter holidays as you guys get together to celebrate. It's basically a very powerful way to connect emotionally with them, preserve their most precious memories, and show them that you really care. And best of all, it's an instantaneous gift. I've told my family and friends about it and they love it. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com lets you choose from a list of thought-provoking questions or even write your own, which gets sent to your relative by email. Your relative then writes their answers and can choose to add meaningful pictures. This happens every week, and then at the end of 1 year, all of their stories gets combined into a beautiful keepsake book that can store your relatives' memories forever and pass them on to future generations, which is printed and sent to you. You can request as many copies as you want and even get it in audio format as well. With MyLifeInABook.com, you can give those you love the most personal gift that tells them they're meaningful to you and all future generations. To save $10 off your first purchase, use discount code BLESSED. That's BLESSED to get $10 off MyLifeInABook.com.
Something else I do to stay organized too is I like to check in with myself once a week. And that's as simple as saying, okay, what worked well this week? Where did I get it wrong? Where am I dropping the ball? What didn't feel good this week? What did I really enjoy? Just really taking a second to think through and check in with myself and, you know, my own processes and stuff like that is really helpful, because before everything goes up in flames, I can identify any areas of improvement. And that also keeps me accountable to being organized. My next tip for total life harmony is ask for help. We ain't got to do everything. You do not have to do it all to have it all, girl. Ask for help. Can we just say a prayer for all the parents who have kids who go to daycare or school during cold and flu season? My son has been sick 147 times in the last 2 weeks. Like, he only goes once a week to daycare. It's crazy. And when he has to stay home on that Friday, that's usually like, that's my day where sometimes things come up. I have tasks to do that day and things like that. But I always call my mom and say, hey, can you take them? And my mother never says no to her grandchild. I don't take advantage of it, but I do ask when I need it. And so if I need help, I call my family members. Hey, can you take the baby for a little bit? Can I drop him off? Or can you just come to the house and just sit with them or whatever while I go and do XYZ, whatever it may be? Ask for help. Also, what I found, these old school marriages usually require the woman to do everything and the husband only to work. And I just simply don't believe that that's how things should work. Marriage is a partnership. I cook, my husband does the dishes. I order the groceries, he puts them away. One washes clothes, one folds them up and puts them away. I make my son's breakfast, my husband gets him ready for the day. BJ does the bedtime routine. I do whatever. Like, that's my time for myself. It's a partnership. There's no gender roles or anything like that. We work together so that our household can run in order. Of course, he's the head of the household, so I submit to his leadership, but he's also my partner. Ladies, those who are not married, who you marry will make or break your destiny. Who you marry is one of the most important decisions that you will make as a woman if you choose to get married, because I'm not one that's going to push you one way or the other. Whatever you choose to do, who you choose to marry is an extremely important decision that should not just be made off of emotions and how you feel about them. Because when they feet stink and they ain't got no haircut and they got morning breath, they ain't going to be as fine as they was when you first met them. Okay, so it has to be beyond whatever that emotion is. Can this person be my partner? Can I come home and take the superwoman cape off and be taken care of in my house? Does this person know the Lord? And I tell all women, if your man does not know God and have a relationship with God for himself to where he can hear from God on his own, do not marry that man. Because what you doing? How you gonna follow him and he don't know who he following? But let me reel it back in. I don't give marriage advice. But utilizing your spouse is very important, though, to just keeping that harmony so that you guys can work together. And it's not all falling on you. And then aside from that, if you can do it, outsource as much as possible. I remember for budgeting reasons, I stopped using Instacart and I started going to the grocery store. And it was just taking up too much time. So I told my husband, he's an accountant, so he's always big on budget. I'm like, hey, listen, we need to find another way, because me going to the store is not going to work. We need to bring Instacart back into the picture, because I cannot spend the amount of time that I'm spending in the grocery store. And I don't like it. It gets bumping into people in the aisles and it'd be a lot going on. I don't want to do it. So I went back to using Instacart. And so that saves me time in my day. It's easy to just go ahead and place the order on the app. My groceries want to get there in the morning. I don't have to think about it. I got the groceries that I need when I need them. Perfect. Laundry. I usually do. And again, these are things that are an extra expense, but you don't have to, they don't have to be expenses that are consistent if you can't do it consistently. So laundry. Sometimes my laundry gets way backed up. And today we're recording content. I've not done laundry. So I went to Target and bought about 3-4 shirts and said, this is what we're going to do because I don't have no clothes. And so if things get bad like that and I don't have time, I usually just take all my clothes. I use a laundry service and use it that one time, which is usually like once every couple of months. It's not a frequent thing. And so it's not like an added expense that keeps adding up and adding up every month, but it is something I can just outsource real quick so that it is done. And then I'm not trying to work my way down this mound of laundry. So outsourcing things as much as possible. Of course, having a cleaner come, this is something that I would suggest doing consistently. Maybe they do a deep cleaning every month. And then, you know, throughout the month, you maintain. Maybe it's every 2 weeks they come in and do a deep cleaning. Maybe it's every week they come in and clean. And so whatever it may be, outsource. This is why we have to make sure our dealings are profitable so that we can have the financial cash and the extra cash flow to be able to outsource these different tasks so that we don't have to do everything. I don't work hard in my business for me to still have to come home and do all of this housework. I work hard in my business so I have extra money to pay somebody else to do the housework. And when I'm at home, I can love on my family and not have to worry about anything else. So same thing for you. Outsource when necessary. And whatever you do, like Proverbs 31 says, make sure your dealings are profitable so that you can make money, extra money in whatever you're doing to be able to outsource when needed. Let's stop this here because it's getting a little long. So we'll make this part one. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. And I'll see you in the next one.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.